This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical, patient name Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, Sheridan, S-H-E-R-I-D-O-N, Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, date of birth 10-10-1950, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. Date of service 2/25/2024. It's a readmission history and physical. History of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male. He was transferred to the hospital while at the nursing home. Patient was noted to have a change in mental status. Patient was sent by the ambulance to the hospital. Patient has a known history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, previous CVA, dysphagia, status post, feeding tube, schizophrenia, dementia. In the emergency room, patient was evaluated. Patient himself, poor historian, non-verbal. And they did labs, imaging studies. Patient sodium was 155, cholera 124, creatinine 1.4. Patient tested negative for COVID and RSV and negative for influenza. Because patient has hypernatremia, H-Y-P-E-R-N-A-T-R-E-M, hypernatremia. He was started on D5W and free water flushes via G-tube, 350 ml every 4 hours. Sodium started to improve. Test X-ray show left lower lobe pneumonia. Patient was given IV antibiotic, IV zosyn for 6 days. And 1 day, they say give 1 more day of Lavoquin PO time by G-tube time 1. Patient also have a staph coagulase negative bacteremia. He was given 2 days of vancomycin, infectious disease consulted, and they thought TTE was non-diagnostic. They did not recommend the continuation of vancomycin. Patient has also presentation confusion, disorientation while in the rehab, but over there at the facility noted to be back to baseline as per hospital note. Patient was given antibiotics, IV hydration, patient started to improve and subsequently discharged back to the facility. When I saw the patient today, he lying on the bed, he's nonverbal, he's forgetful, confused and disoriented. Past medical history, patient has a history of CVA, next line, hypertension, next line, coronary artery disease, next line, dysphagia, status post, G2 placement, next line, GERD, next line, schizophrenia, next line, dementia, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, he's a bed bound due to stroke. Reward system. At present, patient is lying on the bed. He is not answering any question. He is non-verbal. He has no vomiting, no fever, and he is tolerating feeding. Discuss with the nurse. No other issue reported today. Medications upon discharge: Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablets 3 times a day via G2, PRN, Amlactin lotion, AMLACTAN, 12%, applied twice a day for the skin, aspirin 81 mg daily, Dulcolax laxative 10 mg, suppository 1 daily QPM if needed, Plavix 75 mg daily via G-tube, Docosert Sana 50/8.6 mg 2 tablet BID, Pepcid 20 mg daily, lactulose 30 ml Q 72 hour, Miralax 17 gram daily, and advise Levaquin 750 times one time dose to complete the course of antibiotics. Allergies none known. Social history patient nursing home resident. Physical exam patient awake, lying on the bed, he's nonverbal. No acute respiratory distress. Blood pressure is 126/77. Pulse 74. Temperature 97.3 Fahrenheit. Respiration 20. Pulse ox 96%. Head edema, clamocharic, eyes anectaric. No ENS discharge. Neck supple. No JVD. Chest non-tender. Lungs decreased. Breath sound at the bases. Heart SNS2 regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender bowel sound positive, G-tube is in place and it's working. Extremities, chronic skin changes, lower extremity, both legs, no edema, stage 1 sacral ulcer, neuro, he's awake, non-verbal. Assessment, patient is readmitted, status post-hospitalization with a change in mental status. Next line, hypernatremia. Next line, left lower lobe pneumonia. Next line, constipation. Next line, previous CVA. Next line, dysphagia status post G2 placement. Next line, patient has a deep tissue injury areas in the left elbow, sacral area. Deep tissue injuries, anterior knees area and bilateral feet, dry, rough and scaly skin, local skin care being done. Patient also has a no respiratory distress at this point. In previous history of coronary artery disease, GERD, and maintain on medication for that. Plan of care, patient will be continued on all the current medications, local skin care, wound team will be consulted and follow up the patient, G2 feeding will be monitored, and will monitor BMP and CBC more frequently. And local care, say skin care as per wound team. Care plan was discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.